Stats.
Welcome back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast after a little while of COVID protocols and, quarantining with the squad here. This is your boy, Hamza, along with Deep, Harry.
What's good?
What's good?
Dodge.
How you doing?
And let's get right into this week's episode, starting off with the Bengals and Raiders and the wild card playoff games, basically. Joe Burrow had a nice game.
I mean, let's be honest. The Raiders were not supposed to be in the playoffs. Let's be honest.
That's true.
I'm saying after everything that happened before the beginning of the season, sure, 100%.
You could, yeah.
I'm talking about right now.
Such a low percentage of them getting in. I think it's very, very respectable that they got in.
They still put up 19 points, though, on a very strong Bengals team. So, I mean, I'll give them that much.
They have my respect. That's all I'm going to
say. Yeah, 100%.
But I think they were favored. The Bengals were favored in this game, if I'm not mistaken. And, I mean, I think we all kind of knew that the Bengals were the better team. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not really too surprised here. Joe Burrow, obviously, the whole season, I think Joe Burrow has shown a lot of, resilience. So, like, they had a few bad stretches. But the fact that the Bengals are in the second round of the playoffs, I think when the season started, you really couldn't have predicted that. Everybody kind of really saw the Browns and maybe the Ravens as a favorite. So I just want to give a big shout out to the Bengals. They're definitely my sleeper for the Super Bowl.
It's the first playoff game they've won.
I missed these facts.
1990.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, I don't know why we haven't talked about that, actually. Yeah.
Streak of 30 straight seasons.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying.
That's OD.
Joe Burrow came to LSU, he did wonders. LSU hadn't won in a while. He brought them to greatness with one of the greatest teams in college history.
One of the worst injuries NFL player could have.
Terrible history. Like,
or any ACL, athlete. Any athlete.
The surgeries these days is
Clay Thompson,
crazy.
There's proof right there. I mean, RG3.
Football player this year, 5 months after he played, and he was like...
Cam Akers.
Yeah, Cam Akers.
ACL.
That's OD. 5 months?
It's medicine, man.
Jamar Chase. He was the one to go
addition.
Off. Him and Joe Burrow were the ones.
But I do want to say, Derek Carr had 310 yards. Yeah. Did throw the ball 54 fucking times, which is ridiculous.
Derek Carr is a very
Joe Burrow came in there, 34 attempts, 24 completions, 244 yards, no turnovers, though. Derek Carr had that one turnover, still okay. But 310 yards...
Very, very respectable. I'm telling you, Derek Carr is a very capable quarterback. It's going to be interesting to see what they do in the offseason. They're trying to keep the interim head coach as their long-term head coach now. And Derek Carr seems like if they don't keep that head coach and they get some big name, that he might leave that team. So he might be a free agent coming up. Just keep our eye on that. Yep. Just want to say Burrow had 4,600 yards this season, 34 touchdowns and 14 picks. So,
amen.
With I wouldn't say good offensive line. I would say average to subpar offensive line. Joe Burrow was special. That's all I want to say.
Still,
Joe Burrow joins Pat Mahomes to be the only players in their second year to win a playoff game.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Yeah,
look at Kyler Murray. Look at Jalen Hurts. It's all just inexperience. That's all it is.
Jared Goff, even back then.
Matt Stafford looked a little bit more experienced because he's played on playoff games, but he hasn't won one. But it's just a completely different tempo in the playoffs. But I think it's still this underrated how difficult it is to win a playoff game. So let's move on to the next game.
Yes, sir. Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots, where the New England Patriots got smacked that whole game. I think early on in the season, New England did win one game, 14-10, which was kind of a really...
It was also really bad weather.
It was
It was snow.
They ran the ball, most boring games of all.
I don't know if it was a blizzard, but it was like 30 to 40 mile per hour gusts.
Winds. It was a wind.
You legit can't throw the ball even like more than 5 yards. Maybe 5 yards.
Remember how many kicks were missed,
so
bro.
If you're just going to run the ball back and forth, obviously the Patriots are going to win because the Bills have pretty much zero running game.
Yeah.
But the Bills had seven possessions where they scored straight. I don't think they had any punts.
Bro, they steamrolled them.
And they did that in the playoffs.
I loved seeing
to a Bill Belichick
because,
defense.
Not even because of Bill Belichick, but that Patriots team was, they were good, but man, they were so overhyped.
They had a really good run in the middle of the season, but like, I mean, they were a fringe playoff team.
So did the Dolphins.
We all knew that they were kind of outmatched here roster-wise. Yeah. The only reason we thought they had any chance of winning the game is a coach, and a coach can only do so much, right? He's not playing.
Your quarterback can't throw
playing more
than 20 yards, bro. You're not winning a playoff
Josh
game.
Allen,
I'll tell you that much.
Literally went out there and put on a show.
5 passing touchdowns. Easy work. In and out.
Bro.
Dub. But
first team to not punt and have a field goal attempt or turn over the ball in a game since fucking 1950. Also, Bill Belichick, this is only the third game he's lost by 28 points. Like, or more.
That's what I'm saying. People saying it's end of an era.
No.
But I think if they got this far with Mac Jones being average... just wait till he gets good.
See.
And more free agents will want to come, I guess, because Mac Jones will start to develop. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So the Patriots, I don't think the Patriots are done.
No, they're not done. I mean, this season they had a slow start.
It's hard to replace a Hall of Famer. It really is.
They started beating, like, losing teams. And they just like you said, they had a good run during the middle of the season towards the end. But I think... For the Bills, they saw them twice. I mean, once in bad weather, and then the next time they beat them. But they really, like, learned the whole squad, even though they're fairly new for the New England Patriots. But they learned from those two games, and they came out and smacked them in the playoffs. I mean, you weren't expecting New England Patriots to beat the Bills in any shape or form. After two games that they had during the season, I mean, the Bills got way better weapons than the new New England Patriots have. And I mean, and Mac Jones is not bad.
He's not bad, but I would say 90-95% of the time, maybe 98%, the better quarterback wins.
Yeah,
the playoff game.
He's no Joe
Unless
Burrow.
Unless you have a like historic or like top three like defense in the league, and you have like a decent quarterback like the Titans who had like Derrick Henry instead of like a crazy defense. Every matchup in the past week, the better quarterback won. That's just how it goes.
Honestly, who else stepped up?
Real quick, I just want to say, I know we're skipping over one game, so would you say that Jimmy Garoppolo is better quarterback than Dak Prescott?
The thing is, the Niners had a better coach and a way better game plan.
Way better.
That's all it was.
So
if Mike McCarthy wasn't the head coach of the Cowboys, they probably would have won that game.
Yeah.
I think that's literally all it is.
His future.
I don't think
quick.
There's anything wrong with the Cowboys. People overreacting.
Mike McCarthy.
It's Mike McCarthy. And they might keep him on because it's Jerry Jones hired.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to seem like an idiot. But I knew from day one that he's just a bum.
He's not it.
He's just a bum, like bottom line.
They
like,
have a good team.
He's not a head
coach.
Bro,
their team is nasty.
They have a great team.
Could you imagine if Mike Tomlin
or Bill Belichick
Sean Payton
or any
had
of these
this
guys?
Roster? It don't matter who's on defense. You're scoring 50
Urban
points every
Meyer,
game.
Urban Meyer, that team. Then we're
he can't be in the NFL.
He'd probably kick Dak Prescott or Zeke, and it'd be wraps. So, all right, let's move on to the next matchup.
Next game, we got the Buccaneers against Jay's favorite boys, the Eagles.
Shout out, Jay.
Shout out, Jay. No one expected the Eagles to win this game. Let's be completely honest.
Yeah,
no. They scored 15 points, and they're like, oh, shit.
I had like 10% hope that the Eagles would win.
I mean, yeah, sure. Fuck Tom Brady, but he'll lose soon.
But, I mean, Tampa Bay kind of really just dominated.
Yeah.
They had 23 first downs to Eagles 14.
Philly just can't keep... Like, they're not the better team. They're just not as good. I mean, they play good. They play well.
They
have some great games, but they're just not.
The Bucs still gave up 339 yards, but the thing is, the Eagles turned it over 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And... How you lose playoff games is with turnovers.
Especially to Tom Brady.
If you don't turn
especially
the ball...
Especially to Tom Brady.
Yeah, especially. It's like doubled, like the percentage. If you turn it over against a Tom Brady-led team, it's like you're going to lose.
Yeah.
That's all I really think the experienced teams do is they turn the ball over less. That's what the good teams
better
do
quarterback
in playoffs.
Again, I mean, at the end of the day, that's...
Exactly.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts.
Tom Brady only had 271 yards, which is respectable.
Typical,
on 37 attempts.
Typical, good, decent, above average kind of game for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Eagles just, it's the same problem that they had during the season, which is rushing the ball. Yeah, I mean, against the Buccaneers, team like that, they're not going to go anywhere. They only rushed for 95 yards. I mean, The Buccaneers only rushed for 106, but then again, they have Brady, so it's just the rushing game for the Eagles, which has been a problem during the whole season, and they also didn't have really,
they didn't really
promising season for you, you
really
to hope that they win in the playoffs.
Out how to get past that defense until the fucking fourth.
No. No, oh no, the defense was smacking
them
the whole
time. Fourth,
they got
like some sort of like consciousness and were able to like muster points.
They got,
but
they got no,
they should have been able to do that from early on.
They really got no,
yeah,
breaks.
But it was very close to the end of the game. I think the Bucs defense was either gassed or they just kind of, you know, like eased up a little bit. I mean,
also three fumbles.
It happens.
Man, turnovers.
It's hard to shut out a team.
That's what he was just
period.
Saying. You can't turn the ball over to a team like that.
Yeah. Turn
especially
three.
That's how the Saints lost last year, to turn the ball over too many times. That's how you lose games. That's how I think the Packers turned it over. That's how you lose to Tom Brady.
What if Brady is another ring?
I highly doubt it. It's so hard to win a back-to-back ring.
I want to just get this out of the way.
It's so hard.
Steelers, Chiefs, we weren't going to win. Great game. Thank you, Big Ben, for everything. Most sacked. No, I'm kidding.
What
a
tribute.
Won us.
Most sacked. Yeah, that was
the most. That was.
Why would you show that?
Shout out,
like,
shout out NBC.
Why is that allowed? Like, why? I mean, well,
it's a stat.
I mean, it's a stat. Like, I mean, I guess
it's
a stat.
Or still won a Super Bowl through, I guess, too.
Yeah. Big dog.
I don't even know what to like say. It was the end of his time.
I think if he retired like 3 years ago, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
Two years ago, even.
Yeah.
Maybe even last year.
The past
year.
2 years, some of the worst things that in Steelers history happened.
The only reason he was able to stay is because of what he'd done for the franchise, which is very, very respectable. Obviously, he's a Hall of Famer.
Fairly healthy-ish, but not.
But nowadays, you need a pretty decently mobile or a crazy big arm nowadays. That's just what you need.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pat Mahomes joined Ben Roethlisberger as the only players with 400 plus yards and five touchdowns in a playoff game in the Super Bowl era.
Bro, Big Ben had his time, man. It was just kind of long past it. Bro, he played in the same time Brett Favre did. Like, I don't know, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick. Like, he's played.
That's pretty much all, like, the old time quarterbacks are gone now. It's just
Tom Brady,
maybe Aaron Rodgers left.
And
who else is left?
Eli is gone. Peyton's gone. Like Drew Brees.
Philip Rivers. All
Philip
gone.
Rivers.
All retired.
That boy. One thing about the Steelers we didn't mention. TJ Watt. He's talented.
Broke the record.
A talented young man.
Broke the record.
Then let's get into that game.
I think he's going to keep getting even better. I mean, did anybody expect the Chiefs to lose?
No.
Let's be completely honest. No.
Not really.
Absolutely not. We had some. I know there was some hope. Everybody was like, "Oh, maybe the Pittsburgh has
I
not hope,
like the
but
first
Pittsburgh.
Like 5-10 minutes, people were like, "Okay, maybe," but then like the thing is, the Chiefs
typical
are a
Steelers defense
team.
Just
until
we,
the
like,
first quarter even until
give us
the first, zero.
Give our defense an offense a year or two. Maybe let's see who we get a court like. I don't even know where it's the begin to be like, you know, who's getting behind center next year? Like I personally like. I don't want it to be Dwayne Haskins. I don't want it to be. And
apparently,
like,
Mike Haskins. Tomlin really likes him. Apparently, that's what I've heard.
Maybe he's nice. Maybe Mike Tomlin, you know, fixed him up.
Yeah. It's possible because I mean he has all the physical
O-line. We just need an O-line.
The thing is, Dwayne Haskins has all
the
physical attributes.
We have a defense,
attributes.
Bro. We have a defense. Yeah, exactly.
You need if you
we
had
have
a,
defense, a
somewhat capable,
bro,
like above just, average quarterback, the Steelers would be a playoff team, no doubt.
Yeah, we.
That's
need,
all. That's it. That's all.
Yeah,
it
we'd be a contender. I think honestly.
I don't know about contender.
We're fully healthy
with the current
everyone,
weapon. With the current with, weapons, with your number one receiver being Juju, I don't think you're going to win a Super Bowl. I think you have to have some.
Have some
I think you need to add one more offensive
defense,
piece. If unless you
healthy.
Unless you added like a Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers. If you had an Aaron Rodgers, yeah, obviously, or a Russell Wilson, then
something.
Then you're a contender.
You
if you
have
add
some,
like a
some,
dri- well, okay, would you take Jimmy Garoppolo?
That's not bad. You get some kind of an experienced
really
quarterback.
He would fake the fuck
he
out
makes
of every defense.
Really
no.
bad.
Yes
decisions.
Or no? Would if Jimmy yeah, if you yeah
if you're willing to take Derek Carr?
I'm telling you, I would take Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr on the Saints. I'm telling you, you need a capable quarterback who can like make like the one.
I just
like,
don't
few
know if
throws.
It's Dwayne Haskins, but everybody else you named 100%.
Actually,
I'll take.
I don't know if I'm taking Jimmy Garoppolo or Jameis Winston. Actually, I don't know.
Not over Jameis. I'm not either.
But Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Russell. Give me Russell. Any
maybe
day of the week?
Yeah, yeah. I genuinely think Russell Wilson's done in Seattle.
Yeah, there's a good chance he's leaving, so maybe.
I don't even think it's a good chance. I think he's...
Bro, he should leave.
There's a chance he could stay, for sure, because he's just like a nice guy.
Because,
but could, but it wouldn't be good for his career. Not like they need a couple of years to like rebound.
So next game, we're going to head to one of the surprising matchups of this week, which was Rams and Cardinals. Did not expect the Cardinals to go out that bad. I expected something better than Kyler Murray after that long season, 137 yards. I mean, he was getting cracked under pressure. I mean, the D-line with the Rams, they just had him shut down the whole game. He could not escape them no matter what. Mm-hmm. And it was like a turnover after turnover after turnover. It was just like three and out, three and out, three and out. They couldn't get past like the 20-yard line.
Bro, that one that where he was like, oh.
Yeah, he fallen just
falling. Bro.
That's inexperience right there. Yeah, that's inexperience.
Thank you. Like,
that stuff he was doing in like his rookie year, he shouldn't. We thought he was past that, right? But like, the Cardinals just didn't accomplish anything on offense. And like,
remember when they were undefeated, number one seed? Everybody's like, "Yo, this is their year. This is it." They're so like,
it's like 45. I think it's like 40-45% because Hopkins is out. I think that because he's a young quarterback,
like 60%.
If an older quarterback had this team, they would probably have like competed way closer. But because Kyler Murray's young, he wanted to force things, or he didn't want to force things enough. You could tell he wasn't being aggressive at some points. Like, right? How many times did you see him run the ball?
He wasn't out.
It was very hesitant.
Very hesitant. Like,
because
like, the
whole year, how they won games is because he's a threat in the running game. And I feel like he didn't take advantage because he's one of the most dynamic runners in the league.
That D-line just figured him out. I think they watched a lot of film.
Much time to actually be able to.
But he was holding
on. Two, three times, I think he should have.
So do you guys think he was injured, or do you guys think that was a coaching thing?
I think it was him getting in his own way. I think earlier
you think on he was injured? Is that a thing?
He's been banged up the last like quarter, maybe half the season.
No, not really, but he shouldn't be playing bad.
He's been banged up. Remember, that's why Colt McCoy played.
That's why he was out. That's why he was out. I know.
And then since he came back, he hasn't been like crazy. He had a bad. The Cardinals went like 5-4 in the last games or something like that.
Yeah, something horribly.
So
terrible.
They didn't end the year well
until the second half.
And it's a division rival they played against. The Cardinals went 0-9 on third downs.
Yeah, that was horrible.
How are you winning a game? You're not winning a game in the preseason going 0-9 on third downs. So that's all we really have to say about the game is they didn't even convert one third down.
It was bad.
The defense
was good. The Rams defense was good.
That's what they bought these stars for.
But,
Miller,
but
OBJ, they literally made game winning plays.
I think
this game was a must win for the Rams.
For the Rams. And to be like, yo, we did all this shit. Okay, it's finally working out. Let's see. So,
Let's see what they can do next
week. Here's the thing I want to say about Kyler Murray, even though you just said, I mean, maybe towards the end of the season, he wasn't being as good because of injury, but he still was putting up above 200 yards like each game. Although it was against the Cowboys, the Seahawks. Wasn't against like very well teams, but still he was putting up over 200 yards each game. I think that was just a lot of pressure in that game. The D-line was just, I think they figured him out. I think they watched a lot of tape from the whole season and how good they have been. But I think the Rams just figured him out and they shut him down. Once they shut him down, it's just that's it. That's their whole offense right there.
Credit to Stafford.
But one more thing I'll say about Kyler Murray is he was not himself. Like how he was decisions were terrible, not throwing it fast enough. He was just getting stuck holding the ball, all of that stuff. And I just expected something better out of him.
Did you know that the last 11 games between the Rams and the Cardinals, the Rams won 10 of them, including playoffs?
Well,
which is crazy.
That's actually crazy, yeah.
Sucks for the Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals have a good core. I think they can build on it. So I don't think they're too upset. Maybe next year.
They just played a shit game.
They just didn't finish the year well, and I think that's been...
They played a Rams game.
That's been consistent with their coach.
They played a Rams game.
Their coach hasn't finished the year well in a few years in a row, so we'll just see how they do in the offseason.
And Since we're on the Rams note, let's just move on to their next matchup, which is going to be on the 23rd at 3 p.m. facing the Buccaneers and Tom Brady.
In the divisional round?
Divisional, baby.
Yes, sir. We're getting into the divisional round and the predictions for that. So,
this is a
I would say, who y'all taking? Just right off the bat, who do we take between the Rams?
I don't want Tom Brady to win.
Buccaneers, and with Antonio Brown walking off naked. Didn't he go to the Rams?
Who
picked him up?
That was fake.
I swear there was a post saying the Rams. Way bigger news.
It was a fake post. You fucked. It was one of those. You know, I sent it.
I got you guys, I got Sam, I got Manny, I got Richie.
They're like, wait, is this real? I was like, y'all fucking tripping. Yo.
I mean, I didn't see you go to the account.
It's like, you know those guys like Kyrie's out. He's never playing again.
I mean, they picked up Odell. I wouldn't have been surprised if they picked up Antonio Brown. I mean, his shit is probably done. Him walking off naked was some different. But who do we take off the bat? Just like we said, Rams and Buccaneers.
See, this is the same thing I did last year.
I've
wholeheartedly believed the Rams can beat the Bucks because they have the formula, they have the good D-line to put Tom Brady under pressure. They have the offensive weapons.
Brady League, I think, is the
Brady
best way to answer that.
Somehow always finds a way to win.
You think he's going to do it against the Rams this year?
And I mean, no. I'm just saying there's always the chance. Like, there's always, it's like a 60% chance Tom Brady's going to win every game he plays.
Yeah.
Like, every game in the NFL basically is a 50-50 because we saw that in week 18, how many upsets there were. But any game Tom Brady plays, we have to admit it's like a 60-40 chance. You know, like somehow shit always works out for his fucking team. I'm taking the Rams though, but not with great confidence. Not with great confidence at all. So, what do you guys think?
I'm going to just go out on a limb and take Brady real quick.
You said great confidence, not with great confidence.
Not with great confidence, but I'm still taking the Rams because I believe they have the formula. Can they execute is the thing. That's the thing. That's always been a thing. They got Matthew Stafford because Jared Goff.
That's the thing.
Jared Goff couldn't execute. That's what they got Stafford for. So.
Well,
This is his moment, biggest game of the year right here.
It is against Brady. If there's anything that's going to prove his postseason, first win,
is this game.
Well, I mean, they won early on in the season, 34-24. Matthew Stafford dropped 300, and then Tom Brady dropped 400.
Well, we know regular season games aren't really.
But still, they can tell you something
Brady
as
game
to this
plans
matchup.
To fully evident. Beat you with that same game and destroy you with that game.
The thing is, no Chris Godwin, no Antonio Brown. A few defensive players are out, but they still have, you know, a good amount of players.
Antonio Brown was a big piece.
I don't want to hear that they don't have enough players to win. They have Mike Evans, Gronkowski, and Tom Brady, and Fournette, and Gio Bernard, and Vita Vea. So,
I mean,
they're still a favorite in my eyes to win a Super Bowl. They're right there with the Chiefs, I think.
So you're taking
and Packers.
Oh, no. Are you taking the Rams or Buccaneers?
I'm taking the Rams, but I'm telling you, the Bucks are still like the Bucks. Like,
in the playoffs. How do
the
win
thing is,
year?
They're built to win in the playoffs. That's the thing.
Where are the playoffs? Is it the Buccaneers home playing? Right?
Yeah.
The prediction now
in the
regular season is 23-27, and that sounds. Guess who?
Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound.
Because.
Doesn't that sound like.
It sounds very real because. In the regular season, they played at Rams, and now they're playing at Bucks. I mean, we know home field advantage is an advantage. Who are you guys taking? I know Hamza is taking Brady.
I'm taking Brady, bro.
You guys didn't say anything.
My heart.
The completion rate between Brady and Stafford is just is a big difference. I mean, but the only thing I would say for the Buccaneers, losing AB is a big piece.
He was, besides Gronk, he was a go-to on those crucial third downs, on those second and longs.
Yeah.
It was AB.
At times where Evans could not perform or be up to the task.
If Evans gets double covered, then Gronk is the next option, an old Gronk. If the defense is somewhat athletic and have a good linebacker, Gronk is shut out, then who is Brady throwing to? He's throwing to Cameron Brate. I don't know if O.J. Howard's healthy. He's throwing to Gio Bernard out of the backfield. He's throwing to Scotty Miller, who's not terrible, slot receiver. but his weapons are obviously not Chris Godwin, you know, like Antonio Brown anymore. So those like security blankets are not going to be as open as they usually are. So it's going to be definitely an interesting game to watch, I think, against a pretty hot Rams team coming into this game. You know, if the Rams were in like a shootout, like close game last week, we would feel a little like choppy about this, but like
they're feeling
they kind of like shut out the Cardinals, you know, who they're, are like a decent,
yeah,
pretty decent team. So
their defense is
you still didn't pick a team.
I love their defense.
So who are you taking?
I love the Rams defense. Fuck the Bucks. I'm taking the Rams. But Tom Brady is Tom Brady. Okay. He still has a decent chance of winning this game, 100%. I'm not going to lie. Everyone in the world knows that, unless you're just blatantly fucking ignorant.
I'm gonna. You make a logical thought and prediction.
I mean, I know he made that prediction, but I'm not saying like genuinely in your heart, like you have to believe to some extent that Brady has a really good chance of winning this game, no matter what team in the world it is. But I like the Rams just because I don't think he has the same team. I know it's Brady.
Experience trumps almost everything.
Exactly.
Brady so, has won 9 division road games.
Bro, we could see a 14. We could see a 14 to 17, 21 game. 14, 17, 17, 17 game,
21.
Or we could see a 46 to like 14 game.
Yeah. Bro, 9 we know that. Straight divisional games on the road.
Bro, I want the Rams Brady offense. Has won. Their offense is better than the Bucks offense right now.
I think a lot of the Bucks like secondary is injured too.
I personally think the Rams offense right now is better than the Bucks offense than it was last year.
But bro, if they
OBJ is that firing Cooper Kupp on all I'm talking about all cylinders.
The thing is they're missing I wish they had Robert Woods. I wish he didn't go out.
That's what I mean. I'm saying on all I'm talking about everyone.
But like still they're so good cuz if you shut out Cooper Kupp, OBJ is there. OBJ, if you shut out OBJ, Cooper Kupp is there.
Higbee's still there.
Higbee is there.
Yeah.
Cam Akers is back.
Cam Akers.
They have Sony Michel. Their backup tight end, I mean, he's like whatever.
But he still catches balls.
Sean McVay's game planning is not the worst. Not bad. Like in the playoffs, he's been whatever. So
yeah. I'd like to.
It's going to be a fun game to watch for sure. I think it's probably. Score predictions? I think it's going to be the best watch of the weekend, in my opinion. I think it's going to be the best game.
Like I said. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna retract my prediction, but I'll go after you.
Go ahead. Go retract
no,
it first.
Go ahead.
I retracted it because Brady was sacked 4 times in that Eagles game, but by a team.
We all just picked the Rams. We know what's gonna happen now.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't pick the Rams, motherfuckers. You didn't let me speak.
All right, but what I'm saying is, by a team that was ranked the 29th. By a team that was ranked the 29th in sacks in the NFL, they managed to sack Brady 4 times. But the Rams are ranked 4th, and you know who they got. Aaron Donald is going to hunt Tom Brady all day.
Von Miller.
Your Brady, bro.
Jalen Ramsey
and Mike Evans is a great matchup.
But it won't be a true take then. In my heart, but the game will know.
If you're taking the Bucks, Dodge.
It was a true take in the beginning. The when you made your first prediction, it was a true take. That was the truest take,
okay, but so my right heart now, changed. Right now, I have the Rams. Hamza has the Rams. Vunch has the Rams. And Dodge, go ahead.
I'm going to have to take Tom Brady. Just because I hate him. I hate him. He's good. He's a good quarterback, but fuck him. I don't want to see him win no more. But it's Tom Brady. He's won 9 in a row, road divisional games. This is child's play for him.
Yeah.
So I hope the Rams. Rams have a lot of lethal weapons. Use him, Aaron Donald. Hit him.
That's your idol.
I love that dude. Crazy.
Also over the Rams average more sacks when they're away, so just want to put that out too. But yeah.
Bro.
You still taking Brady though?
Yeah. All right. What's the next game, bro?
Next game. We got tomorrow's special game, which I think is going to be the most interesting game out of this week. Maybe second to the Chiefs and Bills. We got Titans and Bengals where we see Derrick Henry coming back.
King Henry's back. That's like, I don't King know why Henry's I got me hyped back. Because I'm not even a Titans fan like at all.
Nah.
But I feel like Derrick Henry is like one of the most like likable players in the league. Like,
bro.
So is Joe Burrow.
The way he plays, I agree. I totally agree.
I'm a Steelers fan, and I'd say I like
Joe Burrow. Is a likable guy. He's a winner. That's what it is. He's a nice guy. He's confident.
King Henry is
just, they also we haven't seen anybody like him in like
Cincinnati
kind of like
is
our like generation
0-7 like in all time road playoff games.
Last week they were home, right?
So I mean, yeah, most of the games were either against the Ravens or the Steelers. The past,
yeah, home
for that 0-7 for that past 50. You know how many it's been 38 seasons? You said.
Something like that.
38 years.
Plus 30 years.
So in that time, it was 0-7. Yeah, they made the playoffs a couple times.
That's crazy.
They got bounced by the Ravens, the Browns, or the Steelers. That's it.
And Andy Dalton wasn't really like, you know, like he put up numbers in some seasons, but he was never considered like a top five quarterback.
They never had the defense.
Joe Burrow at this like, you know, trajectory, he could end up being like a top five quarterback in the league. You know, like that's definitely like reachable. So anytime you have a quarterback that good, you're like in line to be a contender, but definitely home field advantage is a thing. So I don't know who this matchup is really hard for me. The Titans right now are favored by 4 points and to win.
Bro, I think one thing, Julio Jones in this regular season, he hasn't done much at all. Is he playing?
It's gonna be like a 24-28,
he's playing, right?
21-28 game.
I think
100%
he is playing.
I know he hasn't done much in the regular season, but I think in the playoffs he might just like just randomly just start going off. He's been playing a very reserve. Like, nothing he's done has been so exciting. I mean, he got hurt, too.
Hold on.
Is he playing? Imagine he's not playing.
Julio Jones right now is not on the injury report, so he's playing.
Yeah. Sick.
Right. That's the thing. I agree with you, because if they try to get A.J. Brown out of the game,
yeah.
Julio Jones obviously hasn't been the Julio Jones we know of recent this season. He had his first touchdown of the year, I think, in the last week of the season. So that's definitely not the Jones we know. But in the playoffs, anything can happen. If the defense messes up, and we know that this Bengals team is not known for their defense, secondary at least, it's decent. They have Von Bell. They're not bad at all, but they're known a little bit more for their line. I think Trey Hendrickson is leading that Bengals D-line. If they can contain Derrick Henry and make them throw, I think the Bengals would win the game. If they can't contain Derrick Henry, the Titans will win.
They're going to fucking run
over
the Bengals.
That's how it goes. If Henry can run over the team, they probably are going to win.
They do allow a lot of rushing yards.
How hard is it to snap the ball to him and let him go to work?
Yeah, but I just think Joe Burrow is a winner.
Yeah.
I know that they're inexperienced.
But his defense. Is his defense up to par?
I know, but...
Is his defense
Terry Hendrickson is going to play. He's cleared, I'm pretty sure. So I'm just going to take Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. That's who I like. Eh? I'm taking Joe Burrow.
That's your boy. Respect.
So Tannehill hasn't been that bad this season. So.
No? Respect?
I respect Burrow and Chase.
Yeah. I was talking about Trey.
Trey is nice, too.
I just think Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase going to take off in this game. I'm taking the Bengals. I mean, yeah, Derrick Henry's back. He's going to put up his rushing yards. They haven't played with that.
What if he's rusty? What if he's rusty?
Yeah, he's most likely will be. I mean, his first game. You never know.
Derrick Henry.
I mean,
you can lift however much you want, but it's hard to, you know, simulate your body to bounce off like NFL bodies.
Is that guy fucking superhuman or no?
He is.
He built like a fridge.
Bro, but come on. And like Klay Thompson, as great as he is, came back and he's not exactly the same he was.
But that's like 2 years. Come back,
supernatural fucking alien.
You think the last month he hasn't been going past?
Bro, running backs are used to contact like every day. Like he hasn't been doing that for a while.
Bro, I promise you, this last
you're telling me
3 days to come back to like normal state, he'd be alright.
You're telling me there's not a chance he's like rusty out there.
It could be, yes.
Yeah. Rusty / he gets shut down because he's not like, you know, in form. Being in form is a real thing in sports.
I believe it. But practice.
Like having a past few good games,
it's
a real thing.
How talented he is, I don't think it's going to be that hard for him.
Okay, so who are you guys taking? Me and Hamza got the Bengals.
Titans. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Titans?
Yeah.
I think you need a good passing game to win this.
The Titans can have a good passing game. That's the thing. They do have the capability because they have a running game.
Julio, if he shows up.
At the same time, if Joe Mixon is going off.
Ja'Marr Chase is going
off. This
game is going
to be a shootout.
So.
AJ Brown.
So, Big Ben, who are you taking?
Shut the fuck up.
Big Ben.
Big time.
I want to take the Bengals, like, just because it's Joe Burrow. I mean, they're having a good season.
You can't, bro. It's a division rival. You can't.
Not shame. Even that. I just, man, if Derrick Henry is, the Bengals don't have the like rush defense to stop.
They're not Derrick bad,
Henry,
though.
Do they?
Not bad.
Do you think they do though?
I think
genuinely.
I think they are defense. Capable.
That
to,
is the only
I think
way
they're capable
you
of
could convince
him.
Me that the Bengals are going to win. Otherwise, sure, the Bengals can maybe drop. Maybe drop, okay, 30 points, 28 points. No. But the Titans, listen to me, the Titans are not going to let you. If they're running all over you, they're going to burn clock, score 21 points. You're going to barely get two touchdowns up.
In defensive rush yards per game, the Bengals are fifth in the league. And the Titans are second. So that's actually not bad. The Titans are only letting up 84 rushing yards a game. And the Bengals are letting up 102. So it's not that far off. I think the Bengals have a good chance of winning. So we're split down the middle for Titans, yeah. Bengals. Let's move on to the next game.
Who's split down the middle?
Me and Hamza. Me and Hamza have the Bengals, and Taj and Vunch have the Titans.
I said Titans. If you can convince me that the Bengals.
Are you convincing? You can't articulate.
I don't
opinion?
Know. I don't know if I can convince you. They're just they're a decent
their defense.
D-line.
Their can their defense think, stop Derrick Henry?
I think their defense on their that, good day they play very very aggressive.
Then I'll take the Bengals.
Maybe slow him down, but not stop.
Just because their offense, I don't think the Titans.
It's
offense,
not like the
if,
Titans
if,
are a super experienced
if the Bengals
team
get
either.
Team, if the yeah, if the not team, if they get time, if the Bengals get time to go ahead and score, they'll drop 5-6 touchdowns on you if they get hot, 3 or 4 on a decent day, like on a pretty good decent day, you know.
So.
Don't know.
If we don't say Bengals in the next 5 seconds, we're going to assume we're taking the Titans.
5, 4, 3.
Bengals. Damn. I just know if I take the Titans, I'm going to be wrong.
You're going to what?
I just know if I pick the Titans,
so basically
the Bengals are going
to win. He wants
the
Titans to win, he just wants to pick the Bengals.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just pick the fucking
Bengals.
Titans. What the
Bengals.
Fuck?
I think the Bengals are going
to What the okay. fuck?
All right, so we're moving on to the next matchup here.
We got the quarterback showdown between I'm fucking around. Green Bay Packers and 49ers.
Discount double check.
Aaron Rodgers is 0-3 versus San Francisco in the postseason.
Stat of the game.
That's crazy. But
that's crazy, though, yeah.
If you think about it, he's due a win, right? But
he is due a win. As they say.
Should go out that early.
I know we all, like, the edgy pick here, but, like, it's kind of trendy is to pick the Niners.
We all like it.
Because they can run all over the Packers. Oh the Packers God. Are also getting back, like, 5, 6, 7 players from their, like, list, which is a crazy thing because that's kind of fucked up. They're getting hella players back for this one game. But I genuinely, I genuinely don't think the Packers are, like, a team that can win the Super Bowl. I think they're too one-dimensional.
If you're saying about Derrick Henry, he needs some time to mesh up, then getting 9 players back will definitely need some time to get back in form.
Yeah, but when you have that many, it's like you have a lot more depth, which is a big thing. Because when you're feeding one player that much, like, you know, we know the Titans can, then it is, I feel like it is a little difference, but I don't know. I don't know who I'm going to pick yet, so I'm going to let you guys go ahead. Hamza, what do you think?
Did you know?
Go ahead.
California teams are 2-12 playing in Green Bay in December or January since 1950.
Cold weather thing is real.
Cold it's weather real is thing. Real, bro.
Locations, man, it makes a big effect. Home games matter. I mean,
I don't think that stat means much, but I'm just kidding. That's a huge deal, bro. Like, if you play in like warm weather and that's what you're used to, it's hard to play in the cold.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
So who are you picking?
I think the Packers could win this.
Picking Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Devontae Adams, I think, is going to be a big help. AJ, if he shows up.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is definitely going to have a better game than Garoppolo. They do have Kittle back. I mean,
he's coming off of MVP.
Yeah, but this happened two seasons ago, I think.
Him and Samuel, I don't
the
think.
The Niners is... demolished the Packers, I think, 2 seasons ago in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they... Yeah.
It could happen again just because Kyle Shanahan schemes up a lot of good things against, like, a bad rush defense. And the Packers have not been that great at stopping the run like the second half of the season. That's the only thing. They're not in like...
They're seventh run rushing.
They're very good at adapting. The 49ers are very good. I mean, with how many players that they had injured in the past two seasons, they've been able to adapt pretty easily, I'd say. And to make it this far, I think it'd be nice to see them beat the Packers. But it'll be a big game if Aaron Rodgers loses. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to leave. So I think he's going to put up a really good game. But
the Packers are favored by 5.5.
Yeah.
Right now. Isn't that a lot? 5.5?
I think it's just because it's like Aaron Rodgers, like, last, like, kind of few games.
I think
games.
That's a lot, bro.
A lot.
Yeah. A little bit.
I think 5.5 is a lot.
A little bit.
I think it should have been, like, 3 max.
49ers got some grit, man.
Just because they're home, it would have been 3 because you always give the home team 3 points.
100%.
Yeah. 5.5.
A lot.
If the Packers' offense takes off like we know they can take off, obviously they will beat this team. But we haven't seen them do that, you know, ever. Since the Super Bowl run, we haven't seen them do that.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take the underdog here.
The Niners?
Yeah.
Damn.
See, maybe
I'm going to take the Packers just because they're a better team. But I can see Aaron Rodgers walking and shitting the bed. I think this is his year if he's going to win. No? Do you guys?
Yeah, if there's any year to win, it's this year because there's no clear favorite. If their team has the heart, it has the heart. It's this year, right?
Yeah. If you have the edge to go on a good run, go ham right now, this is it.
It's going to be a hard one.
It runs through Tampa Bay, so if they win this game, they're going to... I mean, Tampa Bay is coming to them, I think.
Yeah.
But, like... It still goes to Tampa Bay. So, even if they're coming to the Packers, they beat them last year.
Still going to be very hard.
So
Dodge, who'd you take? The Niners or the Packers?
I took the Packers.
I was leaning to the Niners in the beginning, but now I'm just going to pick the Packers because I hope it's bad luck. So I'm picking the Packers.
They don't want to see Aaron Rodgers win.
And that leads us to, in my eyes, the biggest matchup.
Yeah. Of the season.
So far this season, Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs.
The real quarterback showdown. Crazy.
The Chiefs are favored by 2.5
Chiefs,
points
Chiefs,
right now.
Chiefs.
Yo,
run that
that's
shit.
Gonna be like a,
fuck the Bills.
It's either going to be a very exciting, like high-flying game, or it's just going to be absolute crap. I don't know why. Sometimes like I've been disappointed by sometimes seeing these games. So I hope it's a good game.
This should be the most exciting game.
I personally think... Pat Mahomes is going to like be like, I fooled you guys. I was just acting like I was bad this season. And just play like he did last year. But the Bills are also very, very nice with their defense and their fucking offense. Their offense is incredible.
The Bills are coming off a very, very hot game.
Yeah.
I think even last year, when they matched up in the playoffs, we were all like, the Bills have the firepower. The Bills have the firepower. And we saw Kansas City just like annihilate them. Like, it was, like, not even funny. Like, we saw the Bills, and we were just like, oh, shit. Like, they're not on the same level as the Chiefs. And what have they done to change that? They brought in Emmanuel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
But the thing
I can't think of anybody else who is a different player from last year that's, like, a game-changing player. Tre'Davious White tore his ACL. He's out for the season. I just don't see how the Bills can win this game. Against the Chiefs team that we've seen that performs in the playoffs. They perform in the playoffs. That's what we've seen.
The only thing that can help the Bills is their defense. Because we know that they're going to score every... Like, they have the possibility to do... Okay, probably not. But they're going to score very often. The Bills have a chance of winning just because I think their defense, if they show up and slow down the offense, their offense is enough to go against the Kansas City defense. Kansas City defense has not been very reliable recently. Tell me I'm wrong.
I agree with that. The whole season was not really that good for their defense, at least. I mean, they started off slow this season, and they had that mentality that they're going to make it regardless of how much effort that they put. But then they turned it up. And after they lost to the Bills, and it was like they only were able to put up 3 points.
I feel like the Bills' defense was a little bit more hyped and like ranked better last season, and the Chiefs stomped in, and I feel like their defense is not the same this year.
Yeah.
And I know the Bills' offense is like kind of hot, but it was against like a rookie, like quarterback, like led team. It's not the same as the Chiefs team. So
I think
I'm picking the Chiefs. That's all I want to say. I'm picking the Chiefs.
I still think the Bills wanted more this season, especially after a devastating loss last season to the same team. But when the Chiefs are firing on all cylinders like they did last week, it's just hard to stop them. So it's a really difficult pick, but I'll go with the Chiefs. Mahomes is just going to bring it on, man. I mean, that's what he does in the playoffs.
I defended the Bills very heavily. I truly believe they can win this game, but I'm going to take the Chiefs because I think they're going to win.
So it's a clean sweep from the four of us for the Chiefs.
Good luck, Chiefs.
We'll see.
About to win, baby.
Good luck.
Might be cursed.
Good luck to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Alan, just cursed Alan, you guys. See you in the next round.
Good luck to all the teams. I hope they're great games. Yeah. No injuries. We will...
Let's have a clean, dirty fight.
Let the games begin.
Right. Let's just move on from football and get to our next segment, the NBA. It's been a hot season so far. We got... The Nets smoking the Lakers pack. We are number one in the East.
I don't know what you're
forgetting. Nets smoking Lakers pack right now, and number eight in the West.
And KD not
number
even
one in the East. KD's missing.
Everyone won tonight.
The Nets right now are number one in the Eastern Conference.
Yes, sir.
And the Lakers are seventh in the Western Conference. KD
which
means
GOAT.
They are in the play-in, I believe. 7-10 are play-in teams.
But it's, a couple of trades are about to happen. You know, this team is not going to
make I feel like everybody's saying that, but I feel like they're going to make one trade. And that's not one trade is not going to change your entire season unless you're trading for an all-star, almost-level player. Like, who could they realistically trade for that will, like, turn them into a contender? Yeah. Right now, they're not a contender at Ben Simmons.
What?
For who?
He
for
still
who?
Has a whole situation.
No, even Westbrook, yes. Because you don't know how good
crazy.
He is. He hasn't played in a year.
Yo, what do you guys think?
I hope he's practicing his jump shot and has that down.
What do you guys think about Westbrook for Wall? So it would be like Westbrook, Bazemore, and like maybe THT or some other bum on the bench for like some random bum on the Rockets and Eric Gordon.
What was the last... Listen. All respect to
that
John
is less,
John Wall
that's,
is what I meant, but
that's less outrageous.
John Wall
than
and Eric Gordon for like Westbrook, Bazemore, and someone else.
Nah, Eric Gordon might be a better like fit for that.
If
team
the Lakers got
else.
Eric Gordon and John Wall, they would be pretty decent. Uh-huh. But I don't think they would be a contender still.
If Dame wasn't out for the season and Dame came, that would be just fantastic.
He's not going to. The Warriors, if Klay gets somewhat back into rhythm, it's over with.
Oh yeah.
Like the Western Conference, I mean.
But right now it's doo-doo.
Right now, Klay is taking way too many shots.
Bro,
I think.
Bro.
No,
Klay,
they're still
the way
good.
Klay's playing. He's coming off an injury, so he's allowed these games.
Yeah,
but
injuries.
But I mean, Steve Kerr benched him.
PT for
so
him.
He
right now, bro.
He knew that Klay was not playing well.
He's on a minute limit like restriction. They're still not fully taking. They don't need to gamble him that much. They've been doing good so far this season. But I do want to say something about the Lakers before we move on to the Warriors. You can't blame everything on Westbrook. I know he got his terrible games, but you can't blame everything on him. THT, but also terrible.
Not built to win.
They're not
the regular season.
They're not, but you can't.
They're
put
built
everything.
To win playoff games. That's what I think.
They
have to get there first.
They need AD back for sure. Malik Monk has been nice. Carmelo Anthony was really hot in the start of the season, and he needs to bring that back somehow, one way or another. And if all of those click together, maybe Westbrook can find the Westbrook that he said he wanted to be for the Lakers.
I can see them finishing max top five.
Top five, yeah, max. I don't think they can really compete like that.
They didn't get higher than
especially
five.
With how the Warriors have been playing, which was something we're getting into. I mean, Klay is back, but it's not the same. Andrew Wiggins and Poole have been like kind of cut out of the roster. Not cut out of the roster, but they're...
And Wiseman's about to come back.
Yeah.
The same thing, the narrative was a few seasons ago that there's not enough touches. Like, there's not enough ball to go around with that many ball-dominant players. But the Warriors, again, in the same situation, so they're going to have to figure it out. And I think they will. But did anybody else have anything to say about the Warriors?
I think they're a great team. I think they should put Jordan Poole back into the mix because that's what was winning them games before Klay. Yeah.
I don't think he's getting enough opportunity. But
the
I
thing
think
is, Clay is such a big name, so it's so hard. It's so hard to not tell him.
He's on a minute restriction, but still, it's taken away from those two players who have been like kind of performing very well this season for the Warriors. The Warriors this season have been relying on depth and Curry. That's it. And now Clay is back. I mean, Draymond is out. He's also a big piece. You can't say he's not. But they've been relying on depth and Steph Curry. So getting Clay in that mix is going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, and I just want to say I don't want to forget about the Suns. The Suns are 35-9 right now as we're recording. I think it's very, very impressive that after losing in the finals, it's really hard to keep up momentum like this, especially to be the number one seed after losing the finals is kind of crazy. Yeah. In the Western Conference, which is pretty decent, in my opinion. What do you guys think about the Suns? You think they're a contender, or you guys think they're fakers?
They're definitely contenders again. I mean, not much has changed from last season. But I think the Warriors and probably Grizzlies will pose a great threat this season. Unless they keep playing the way that they're doing, which has been honestly perfect. They've only lost to the Heat and Celtics in the past, like, I don't know, 10 games. Otherwise, they've been beating okay teams for what they have seen in the past 10 games. But they can hit.
What do you guys think about the Suns? Are they contenders?
You must be mad. Clippers are 23-24.
They're definitely contenders. I mean, who else is going to be in that top five?
It's probably PG hurt. PG in?
PG's hurt. Out for like another like month.
Been hurt.
Maybe. He might be out for the season, but they're still like, they announced it. He's like, we're going to be back, right?
What do you guys think is the biggest surprise team of the season?
Grizzlies.
Yep.
Honestly,
I was going to say Grizzlies. The Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not surprised. Okay, I can't say.
Come on, bro. I'm really impressed
I'm really impressed with the Bulls, but I know it's not a surprise.
The top 10 and
the Bulls are a good shout. The Bulls are a good shout.
No, but in the West.
The Bulls in the East, West. The Warriors.
Exactly. Memphis Grizzlies.
I would even say the Hornets. Yeah. The Hornets are, I mean, they're in the seventh.
That's not really.
Been out for a little bit.
They're okay. Nah.
Cavs
and Grizzlies.
Cavs, maybe.
Cavs, Bulls, Grizzlies, man. Come on. Let's be realistic, guys.
I'm surprised the Cavs are not the bottom.
Grizzlies is probably the number one team.
Yeah, Grizzlies and then.
You know, it's been a disappointment, though. Hawks. They're dropped to 12th.
Knicks.
Yeah.
Celtics. All those teams, Knicks, Hawks, Celtics, are all below the Washington Wizards. And the Raptors. Yeah. And the
Wizards, Cavs. No, technically, Wizards and the Lakers are on the
and
same
Charlotte,
level, 23 bro, and 23.
As much as you want to say about Charlotte, I mean, they're above those teams.
Bro, I like Charlotte, bro.
Yeah. Charlotte's Bridges has been crazy this season.
Like, LaMelo has his bad games, but when he has a good game, that team pretty much always wins. They're not beating anybody. They're not beating contender. Yeah,
there's no point in talking.
They beat the Bucks twice.
But they're still nice, but I mean, in the playoffs. Yeah. Like in the playoffs.
Okay. I got
like, they could maybe win a first-round matchup if they're, like, a high seed and they played, like, some, like, random team. But they're not going to get that high seed, so they'd probably play some high seed.
They could be the Cavs.
They're not getting out of the first round. Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo, they beat the Cavs.
Yeah.
No, but making it out of a first round at least.
Make the playoffs over the Cavs.
The Cavs could also fall off. The Sixers could move up.
Let's be realistic.
The Celtics or Knicks could move up.
All right. Give me a top 10. Nets, Bulls, not in no particular order. Nets, Bulls,
Miami.
Heat, Bucks, Sixers, Hornets, Raptors, Wizards, Knicks, Hawks. Bro, that's 12 teams. And then maybe the Pacers, too.
It's very tight.
All those teams, fully healthy, are better than the Cavs.
It's very tight in the East, I'd say.
The Nets, the Bulls, the Heat, Bucks, Sixers, Hornets, Raptors, Wizards, Celtics, Knicks. Tell me one of those teams. Okay, maybe... Maybe. No.
Toronto might.
No, I was going to say, maybe either Toronto.
They're going to fall off.
I was literally going to say maybe Toronto.
No, I think Toronto's going to fall off. And I think Boston is going to overtake
but
them.
But still, come on.
We're really talking about nothing here.
The seven games.
None of these teams are like contenders. Yeah. It's like, who gives a shit, honestly? Who do you guys think is going to win championship this year? Let's get to it.
Nets.
Who's the pick, everybody?
Nets in
We can't say if fully healthy because we know no one's gonna be fully healthy. So it doesn't matter. Let's just pick a team. Who are we picking? Who's picking?
The Nets are looking to get more healthy, I think, and they're probably gonna win. If you have KD, Harden, and Kyrie, run it actually like fully healthy, which is gonna look like. I think
even if
they have
two of those stars, they could still beat any team in the league. Yeah. It would just be in 6-7 games.
It's just the Warriors. It's just they gotta beat the Warriors. The Suns.
What if the Grizzlies? What if it's Grizzlies Bucks? Fuck, Grizzlies Bucks in the finals.
That's ugly as hell.
Grizzlies Bulls. What if Grizzlies Bulls is finals? I honestly wouldn't be upset because that would be a high flying game.
Oh my god, that'd be very surprising.
But I don't want the Nets or the Warriors against one of those teams.
Nets and Warriors would be a crazy finals.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying I don't want that. I don't want like the fucking Bucks against the Grizzlies or the Grizzlies against
Bulls. Two small market teams.
I mean, or the Grizzlies against the Nets.
Two small market teams.
Imagine if the Lakers.
No. I'm saying I don't want the Nets and like the Grizzlies. That's because that's a steamroll. Like, if it's gonna be the Nets, I want the Warriors or the Suns.
We don't know how which team's gonna be.
If it's gonna be the Nets, I want the Warriors. If it's gonna be Lakers, sure, the Nets. Or I mean, I'm not saying.
I think we all want Nets Lakers, but we know it's just probably not gonna happen. One team's gonna fall off.
Imagine if they like just in the
Lakers could somehow get lucky if other teams fall off in the Western Conference.
But LeBron is known in the playoffs. LeBron performs.
I mean, we know that
LeBron performs, and everybody around him starts performing.
A 33-13 Warrior team that is not right now. We want to say the past 2 days, this past week, we want to say they're not a good. You know, we've been saying, oh, they're underperforming. They're still 33-13.
They're 4-6 in their last 10.
Yeah,
and before. I don't remember what stretch they were. They were like 22, 24, and 6.
Yeah.
So they've lost more games in the past 10 than they have in the whole like first quarter.
So like,
so they haven't.
It's they were bad. Like you can't.
They had a bad run.
That, you can't perform at that level the entire season.
And they're still second in the conference. And
so,
I think their record is probably like second in the league still.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry, but Westbrook can't see Chris Paul or Steph Curry in the playoffs. This is gonna be. Horrible for him.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
That's just gonna be horrible for him.
I don't think, Leo. I'm gonna say this.
Westbrook
I don't
is
think
not
the Lakers
fit,
are
man.
Gonna get very far with having Russell Westbrook on the team.
Hey man, nah.
I don't know.
What are the chances they make a trade before the deadline ends for Westbrook? Not like not a trade for some role players. Just gonna trade for Westbrook.
They should give up THC.
I think it's like 50-50. Yeah. You guys think this is like a bigger chance of Westbrook leaving or nah?
They need AD back, though. I mean, well, what can Westbrook
but
do?
But even when
you?
AD's back and you're feeding the ball and LeBron and AD are supposed to be the bigger scorers, right? Then what is Westbrook doing? Just passing the ball?
Yeah, playing the role.
That's not what he wants to do. He wants to get points. He wants to get rebounds. What are rebounds going to help the team with if, like I don't know. I just don't think Westbrook, like, can't space the floor as much.
Nah.
He's a very good transition, like coming down.
He could be a good bench player.
That's
but the
it.
Thing
into
is,
the
he's
paint. He can get an open layup.
He's
of his speed.
He plays
like,
way
did,
too
like,
many
set
minutes.
Pieces, like, when you
but
have
when
plays,
it's when it's half court offense, he's
he
not.
Can't shoot. He's not very good at the three. His mid range is
he has his moments.
Less than decent. Layup packages.
He has his moments where he scores like 5-7 points in a row, but then like. Then he'll go like 5-14.
But when you shoot, when you shoot that much.
Yeah. I think they do need AD back, and I feel like their roster is good enough to beat anybody if everybody's healthy.
Bro, because I remember early in the year, Westbrook was doing good on shooting. Yeah, a couple threes in a couple games.
I think Westbrook is contributing as much as Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony, yeah.
I think Melo has that more
contributing about the same thing.
I don't. Okay, but do you? You're comparing.
I'm sorry, but like I can't.
Bro,
believe
you are
that,
comparing Melo at
I'm
the
just,
end of his career.
Yeah, I mean Westbrook is kind of at the end of his career now.
Really? How old is he?
Supposed to be in his prime.
With the injuries.
Westbrook is supposed. Tell me, Russell Westbrook is not supposed to be in his prime right now.
He's at the end of his prime, or he's out of it.
Yeah, he's at
and
the end.
In
of his
my
prime.
Opinion, this is his last year of his prime.
Yeah.
Because
he's 33.
Exactly.
He's 33 right now.
I'm saying, isn't he
Next
supposed
year,
to be
he's
in his
34.
Prime?
This is his last year, which is kind of supposed to be like, you know, the worst year of your prime.
He's still dunking on Gobert.
He's not playing terrible, but he has really bad games. Yep. That's the thing.
Yep.
Like, he's had some good games, and we're like, okay, he's not playing bad.
That's
and he's
I'm
not
saying.
The reason they lose sometimes, because other people on the team are also going 1-9, 2-19. But Russell Westbrook is also a reason they've lost, a bunch of games.
It took THC.
A lot of games.
He's a factor, but he's not like the... I don't know, man.
It took THC.
There's a lot
like,
of things wrong with the Lakers.
It took THC like 10 games after coming back from injury to hit a three.
THT has had really bad stretches. Austin Reeves was out for a while. I just don't think the Lakers are built.
Yeah. They got some things to figure out.
They're not built to like to withstand like these younger teams. The Grizzlies always just
fucking.
I was gonna say some crazy. The Grizzlies always destroy like the Lakers, like just because
what are you gonna say?
They're younger, more athletic. That's just how how it is nowadays. You need to be have young legs.
Other than Russell Westbrook, I think that is one thing he excels at. He can play throughout the game.
He can push the pace. He has. He's still fast.
The rookie legs. Bro, who's gonna go?
Trevor Ariza is not running up and down chasing Jaren Jackson, not chasing Ja Morant. Like Avery Bradley can only run up and down the floor for so many minutes because how many minutes is he gonna take away from Stanley Johnson? How many minutes is he gonna take from Austin Reeves or Westbrook or like, not saying they play the same position, but like Dwight Howard. They have so many players that like, they're just old.
That's it. That's old. As much as you want to say at the beginning of the season, oh, let them doubt us and all that. Yeah, they're going to doubt you. You're old, man.
They can beat some like bum teams like the Magic because they're more experienced and know how to play better basketball. They are better basketball players. And majority of the league, they are better basketball players. But
on nights where Westbrook is good, too.
They're outmatched in a lot of ways.
How much of the Lakers' recent misfortune is due to Frank Vogel?
Not a lot.
Do you guys think?
Not a lot.
A little bit.
You have eight. Bit. Your second star is out.
His rotations haven't been the best, honestly.
Yeah, but your second star is out.
But like sometimes we see them like they're getting dominated in like small ball because LeBron is playing center or Melo is playing center, and you have Dwight Howard. Like,
yeah.
Why Frank? Sometimes Frank Vogel goes like small ball, and like you know that's the league nowadays. Sometimes, but
he should have got fired last week.
If the Lakers are known for their defense, right? Yeah. Oh yeah, he's like day to day. If like he has a really bad game, he's getting fired. So like, Lakers are known for their defense. Last year they were top five, top three in defense. This year they're mid table to like lower end of like defensive win shares or something like that. So if the Lakers can't play defense, then what are they? Because they're not gonna like bombard like threes every single game. Once in a while they will. So if they're not playing defense, then what are they doing?
They're literally doing nothing.
That's their staple with like good Laker teams is defense. That's my main thing. And that's also a thing with the Nets, I want to say. They have
no defense.
They have mid-table defense. That's the thing. If all the players are in, then they're built to outscore other teams. They're not built to defend you.
Pure offense.
They're not built to defend you under 100 points. Yeah. They're built to score 120 and 130.
Bro,
I'm not even lying. So that's how they're built to do that.
It's like they're allowing you to score, and they're like, all right, let's go.
They're like
check up.
They're not allowing you to score. They're just not built to defend.
They're gonna,
right?
If you miss a couple shots here and there,
they're gonna take advantage.
They're gonna drop 15.
And
on
if
that.
They're cold that night, you might win the game close.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the Nets are built to drop 120 points.
Plus,
every single game because when you have three stars.
So are the Warriors.
Currently,
they're going to have to be hot.
They have a defensive team like the
Warriors
Utah
play
Jazz
great defense.
Or the Suns.
The Warriors play great defense with Draymond Green. If Draymond Green is not in the game, I hate to admit it because the public
beast,
doesn't really like, and like some people don't really like Draymond because, you know, all that stuff that he
does.
He's
beyond a Hall of Famer. I mean, not beyond, but like
he is a fringe Hall of Famer. He's a fringe Hall of Famer just because of like his impact. Not because of his stats, but just because of his impact.
I mean, his stats too.
You can see without Draymond, the Warriors are not the same.
No, 100% not. We've seen it.
Not even close to the same.
We've seen it. Mid-game.
And we don't know if he would be the same on other teams, if he would have the same impact because, you know, maybe the system wouldn't let him. Or, yeah, exactly the chemistry. So
he's that vocal player that you need on the court to communicate with everyone and stuff like that. He's that. And the Warriors are all scorers. You need someone to, like, gather. You can have Steve Kerr coach all you want, but somebody needs to like rally the troops on the court, and that's who Draymond Green is made to. Bro, he's always there to, like, you know, at the end of the day, like all the shit that he's done, like he's always there to have his teammates' backs, right? Like he's always gonna get them the ball, he's gonna get them rebounds, he's gonna get them the ball no matter what. He knows it, and if he gets a layup out of it or if he gets a rebound, he can kick it back out, bro. That's his game. Get a fast break, you know, like that's his game.
Yeah.
Maybe hit a three every couple games here and there, hit like three or four one game. He's a great player, but he's like, he just knows how to keep that chemistry, and he's a floor general. Like at the end of the day, like you have Steph, you have Klay, some of the greatest shooters of all time.
I think once Klay meshes back with the team and they get their depth.
They're also a team that will drop 130. You miss a couple of jumpers. Yeah, the Nets will get like, maybe a couple threes here and there, you know.
I guess, but I mean,
couple bucket tough, you know, good looking buckets. Like Kyrie will maybe hit a mid range, maybe you know Harden will hit a little step back three.
KD
can pull up, hit
Steph
a three.
Steph is not known to be
even
clutch
hit that mid range
in the playoffs.
He was clutch kind
of
tonight,
but at the end of the day, you're gonna turn around. Steph is there, hit a three in your fucking face. Yeah. Klay, same thing.
KD, same thing.
Yeah.
Kyrie, Harden.
KD's more
we
clutch.
Saw Harden tonight do that.
I know. I just said that.
I think, in my eyes, I think that's Warriors would be the most entertaining.
Yeah. That's Warriors would be fun.
But the thing is, I'll say that the Warriors do have over the Nets is depth. They have good depth players. And if you can rest your. If you can rest your stars and light your depth.
They do have a good
Warriors
edge.
Have defense, I
the
think.
The thing is, they also have that slight experience
edge. I think Kerr is a better
the Nets,
coach than Nash.
I think the Nets yeah.
think
bench and their bigs are just too young right now.
If LaMarcus is not firing
LaMarcus
on all cylinders.
Is not,
if he's firing on all cylinders, he's demon, bro.
Okay, but he's not. But he's like Westbrook, right? He's like Westbrook, right? No. He's doing. I'm not saying he's playing the same thing.
They never lose because of Aldridge. They like, if he's playing good,
I'm just saying he's towards the end of his. He's past his prime. Way past his prime.
He's past his prime, but he can still drop 20 points a game.
For big men, I'm not going to lie.
He drops like 17.
Steady,
he drops like 15.
Sharp
15, Bo.
Is a good future.
Yeah.
His first game in when I think Claxton got
Let's
hurt.
Let's not forget about Claxton, yeah.
Bro.
I know Claxton is there. I know. I didn't forget
Claxton
about him.
Claxton himself is just a big boy. He dunked on LeBron. Just kidding, guys. People say that he actually didn't dunk. He threw it in.
Okay.
Controversy.
Yeah.
I just want to get in another thing here. I just want to say I think the Wizards won the trade between the Lakers. I think Kuzma is playing pretty fucking good for the Wizards.
I would have kept him.
Then they had the same record as the Lakers. And like imagine.
And he's hitting, and they've lost more games without somebody who can't even fucking score, and he goes
and
out there dropped 30 points.
I think the Eastern Conference is harder. So I think the Wizards having the same record is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
They haven't had some of their players for the season. Thomas Bryant's still not back. Rui just came back.
And he's
Dinwiddie's and Beal have been in and out, I think.
Actually, yeah.
Bro, it's just been Kyle Kuzma.
Kuzma has actually been playing pretty
decent. Everybody in DC loves Kyle Kuzma.
I was gonna say,
I'm not even joking.
He plays hard. That's one thing he plays
I'm
hard.
Not even joking.
He does
bro.
All this bullshit off the court, like he's like a kid and whatever, but he plays hard. He has somewhat talent. But he's not a number one. He's like a good number three. He's an okay number two.
But he steps up.
He's an okay number two, good number three. That's it.
I was going to say maybe the reason for the ranking being the same is maybe because, you know, you had LeBron and AD being out. But, I mean, just like you said, the Wizards had some injuries too, like Bradley Beal coming in and out. So it's
been injured everywhere.
It's very surprising.
I want to see the Wizards.
Nobody is fully healthy in any league, and that's why there's no favorite anywhere any sport.
No.
If Ben Simmons was playing, you guys think the Sixers would be a contender or no?
No.
Because just because there's no favorite, you think Embiid and Simmons would be?
No, they have beef. Bro.
I think they would be a top.
I think
three
they
seed.
Maybe at least have 30 games under their belt right now.
Simmons would
right or no? They're 26.
So let's talk about you guys. Think he's gonna get?
You think they could be at 30 wins right now?
I think so. No, I do think so.
Bro, he's planning on sitting out the whole season.
You guys don't you guys think he's...
how...
like,
that,
this is OD,
just fucked up.
I like all this, like, you know, player, like, freedom and all this, but, like, yeah, this is, like, this is too much.
Smack that fool.
But I think it's the Sixers at some point, too. They're, like, they're denying trades. Like, the Kings wanted to give them Buddy Hield, Halliburton, Harrison Barnes, and two or three first-round picks, and the Sixers said no.
Yeah.
And they were going to give Ben Simmons. But the thing is,
but they just
I understand.
Know Ben Simmons is just
the
like,
thing is, I understand that, but because they wanted Simmons, Thybul, and Tobias Harris. That's too much. Because Simmons and Tobias Harris.
Thybul is
no,
because
those are two max
Tobias
contract
Harris
players.
Makes a big difference.
And Thybul is like a, you know, like fringe franchise player of the future, maybe.
He's a good defender.
But
the Sixers
ben
are too
Simmons,
greedy.
Everyone in the world knows what Ben Simmons actually means. Like how good he can be.
He's a great player.
So
he just can't shoot.
And so like
literally dead ass. That's it.
You need to give him a lot.
He's been not
like,
playing for so long. He must be practicing, right?
And the Sixers know that. They'll sit on that. But like, how long are they gonna sit on
it? Both sides are being stubborn.
Oh
yeah. They're just like, are they gonna like really like forfeit their chances of being like a good playoff team because like they want to be stubborn and like try to get like Simmons like a
Megan,
crazy
nobody
deal.
Fucks with them.
You just have to
anymore.
You just have
but
to get
yeah, that's,
some.
That's the thing. Him and Embiid got
you have
beef.
To get
the rest
something
of the team
like
want him.
Something like
bro. Embiid does not want
for
him.
Him. That's it.
Yeah,
you can't
doesn't.
Get.
He
you're
said
not going to get a crazy.
I don't know what the
pro.
Fuck is going on with that fool.
Yeah. And then came out. It's over. It's embraced him as a brother. I think that's just the organization.
They're just delaying the inevitable. Is what
he
it said is.
He doesn't care about him.
They're delaying the inevitable. They're being too greedy.
Yeah. They were like, we're going to keep you. I mean, might as well ruin your season.
I think that they're not going to trade him.
He's just going to sit out for the rest of the season.
I think so, too. I think they're going to sit out the whole season, but I want him to get traded. I really
but low
do.
Key, I also think they're going to trade him, and he might go to the Lakers.
That's wild.
Shut the fuck
they need
up.
More like 3-point shooters, if anything.
Westbrook, like and Embiid, Westbrook and Embiid have beef, though, so they wouldn't get traded.
They don't like
no
each
way.
Other.
Nah, they could be
Westbrook had beef in Philadelphia and all Westbrook of Philadelphia.
Just,
they hate
he
him.
He said it in our interview. I don't have beef. It's just basketball.
Nah, Philadelphia hates Westbrook.
Why?
I don't
they
know.
They just don't
man.
Like him.
Embiid,
a lot of people remember
Embiid
somebody like flicked
might,
him off and
Embiid
they got
Embiid and Westbrook
out.
Low key might be a demon leg.
Yeah,
like,
there's always like.
But the thing is,
big man.
The thing is that like quick. I think the better situation for the Sixers is
like,
to get
pull up.
The better situation is to get Harden or to get Dame for the Sixers. But those are like dream.
Harden.
Those are dream. Those are dream situations. Could you imagine if it was Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons? Ben Simmons would be playing all the defense, on all the guards. And distributing, and Kyrie's a shooting guard again.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm not saying it's going to happen or that I want it. Nah. But if it happened, you know, like, nah. That's not the worst thing in the world.
Hard into the Lakers?
That's new. All right. No. We're just going to end that. We're just going to end the episode just because you said that. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. It's been a while. We're back, and you can expect the next episode next week. And if you want to share this episode, you can reach out to us on all social media platforms. Just look up Check the Stats. You can also leave a review or let us know what you think about this episode or our podcast on any streaming platform. We're available on all of them. As always, this is Hamza along with Deep, Harry, and Dodge. Check the stats.
Peace.